Thank you, Mr. President. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, we are here together at the high-level segment of the Conference on Disarmament, a conference dedicated to make the world a safer place. But the facts that we are seeing, the rapid emergence of this, the fact is that we are seeing a rapid emergence of disruptive technologies, as well as an increase in violence across the world. In Ukraine, the terrible conflict between Israel and Hamas, the ongoing conflicts in Sudan, Yemen, and the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo. Another fact is that the Conference on Disarmament is yet again stuck in a deadlock. Once again, it has not been able to reach consensus on effective disarmament measures. And so far, it has not agreed on a program of work for its 2024 session. Therefore, I believe we have a common responsibility and obligation to break the current stalemate. And so I am grateful for the opportunity to address this conference in its high-level segment today. The topics discussed here are more pressing today than they have been for many years. The UN Secretary General's presence here yesterday is a clear testament to that. His words underlined what to me is one of the most fundamental principles of the United Nations. Together we must protect the international rules-based order. This conference can provide key building blocks for that effort. It can bring states closer together. It can increase mutual understanding. It can take joint steps towards global disarmament. And it is our common duty to work to that end. Besides being confronted with violent conflicts, we are also seeing cracks emerge in the international security architecture. Arms control agreements are under increasing pressure. Novel arms races are emerging in both traditional and new domains. And some signatories of those arms control agreements seem to favor obstruction and destruction over cooperation and progress. We are seeing a lack of progress in negotiation on crucial instruments. To give just one example, the treaty banning all nuclear test explosions, the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, has still not entered into force, even after 27 years. It is high time to turn the moratorium into a treaty obligation. An architecture that could help to reinforce a powerful norm against nuclear testing. Mr. President, one big challenge we face is the rapid evolution of emerging technologies. It is true that advances in artificial intelligence, autonomous systems, and cyber technology hold great promise when it comes to economic and social development. And we believe that the responsible development and use of emerging technologies in weapons systems are indispensable for modern armed forces. But those technologies also entail real and imminent risks to security, human rights, and fundamental freedoms. They will transform the battlefield of the future. We must develop clear standards for responsible behavior in this area, and we must strengthen the existing norms. The urgency is clear. Take military, AI. Imagine a war fought between decision makers who are incapable of human fear. Decision makers that have no aversion to loss. Decision makers that are strangers to human emotion and psychology. Now imagine them operating at superhuman speed, with no possibility of human beings able to comprehend what is happening or to intervene. We have a duty to prevent such a future. And fortunately, we are taking steps in that regard. Last year, the Netherlands hosted the ReAIM Summit, a conference on responsible artificial intelligence in the military domain. Nearly 60 states agreed to issue a joint call to action on the responsible development, deployment, and use of AI in the military domain. And this was a major step towards establishing norms for military AI. As a follow-up, we are forming a global commission on AI. And we are grateful that the Republic of Korea has offered to host the second ReAIM Summit, which will be held later this year. A closely related issue is the urgent need to regulate lethal autonomous weapon systems. The risk and legal implications of weapon systems that take decisions fully outside the scope of human control are obvious. As the current chair of the government group of experts on lethal autonomous weapon systems, the Netherlands will preside over the discussions in an inclusive and transparent manner. Our national position is clear. Autonomous weapon systems that can't be used in accordance with international law, including international humanitarian law, should be explicitly prohibited. And those that can be used in accordance with international law should be regulated. We must ensure human judgment and control with the development of new weapon systems. That should be the main objective of regulation. And in the meantime, I'm glad that the UN member states have reached consensus on a set of norms of responsible state behavior in cyberspace. Our growing reliance on information and communication technology increases the risk of disruptive, coercive, and destabilizing cyber activities. So we need to deepen our common understanding of how international law applies in cyberspace. And we have to identify where gaps exist. Mr. President, armed control and disarmament diplomacy requires determination and courage. And we have an obligation to keep working on this. And we have an obligation to work together. The challenges we face are global. And so our response must be global too. Thank you.